Welcome to Lawmaker Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community.
We're going to look closely at a Senate study recommendation to eliminate income taxes. With me are Republican Senator Blake Tillery of Vidalia. He has served in the state Senate since 2016 and is the Senate chair of the powerful Appropriations Committee. And Democratic Senator Nan Horak of Atlanta. She was elected to the Georgia Senate in 2006 after spending 10 terms in the House. Welcome to you both, to lawmakers. I appreciate having you here. Both of you have spent months on the Georgia Senate Special Committee for the Elimination of Georgia's Income Tax. So, Chairman Tillery, I want to start with, who did you have talk to you? Well, who testified?
Well, hopefully saying the title is
I know,
longer
that's
than
the
it
longest,
takes to pass
I
the
know.
Bill. So I think it makes a lot of sense for folks. We had everyday Georgians come in and talk. We had a police chief. We had people who own businesses. We had a mom who was talking about child care expenses. And turns out that you didn't have to go very far to find out that everyday Georgians are feeling the affordability crunch in their pocketbooks daily. And they're screaming for help. And I'm listening.
You heard a lot too, Senator.
I did, and actually I'd have loved to have seen some more experts than the ones that were brought in who have been beating the drum against income tax for longer than some of us been alive. The devil's in the details.
Okay.
And we'll see.
We're going to get into some of those. Okay.
Right.
So we're going to go through some of the highlights. We show the flyer in the committee's executive summary and have you both comment briefly on each one of them. So let's start with, we recommend making the first $50,000 for individuals and $100,000 for joint filers completely tax-free beginning in 2027. We also recommend reducing the state income tax rate for all other families and businesses. Chairman Tillery?
Yeah, it speaks for itself. What we have noticed is that the folks at the bottom end are feeling that affordability crisis the most. If you're making $1 million a year, you may be feeling a crunch, but you're making $100,000, $125,000 as a married couple, making $50,000 individually. You're trying to figure out how you're paying for gas, groceries, childcare, your power bill. If we can eliminate the income tax on that first $50,000, that's $2,500 a year in a person making $50,000 pocket every year.
You like it, Senator?
Well, the other side of that story is that that cuts $16 billion out of our state budget. And long term, I don't see how we can afford that when we have high needs in every sector, funding child care, funding our prison system. Every agency in the state is down. We're not fully staffing our agencies, and we've got our vulnerable children in the foster system right now. The $180 million in the red.
Okay.
There's a lot to talk about.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk about it. I want to get through some more, though,
sure.
First.
Uh-huh.
Another highlight. These proposals completely eliminate the state income tax on two-thirds of all working Georgians while drastically reducing the tax burden on everyone else.
Right. Under our plan, if you're making $50,000 or less, your income tax liability is eliminated in Georgia. If you're married filing jointly.
All of it.
In 2027, it's gone. If you're married filing jointly, your first $100,000 is exempt. If you're making more than $100,000, it's $5,190 in your pocket every single year from now into eternity. It's not just $250 a year or $500 a year. It's forever.
What do you think?
Well, I think the proposal actually would dramatically challenge us as a state to find the funding that we need for so many underfunded responsibilities that the state has toward its citizens.
Okay. Next, two-thirds of individual taxpayers would have no state income tax liability under this proposal beginning in 2027. No income tax, two-thirds.
Correct. So in this plan, as we were going through debating and hearing from our colleagues on the other side, one of the things they said is that all the benefits go to the rich. We wanted to make sure that this benefit was applied equally to all Georgians. And so what we did is said, let's exempt the first $50,000 if you're single on all Georgians, $100,000 if you're married on all Georgians, regardless of your income. and applied it across. What that ends up doing, though, is if you're making less than $100,000, it eliminates your income tax liability entirely. That's two-thirds of Georgians. There's no way you can say that this only benefits the rich when every family making less than $100,000 now has zero state income tax liability.
Senator Orrock?
Well, the devil's in the details. 74% of the benefit would go to people earning six figures or more per year. $11.8 billion, I think, is what it would come in at.
Okay, let's get to the next one. This proposal does not increase the sales tax, nor creates property tax, nor does it cut government services for Georgians. Yeah. Chairman Tillery?
The folks who are talking about affordability but not willing to do anything about it will always throw an excuse. And the excuse that was thrown out this time is what the state's going to do is instead of taking it out of your left pocket, they're going to grab it out of your right pocket instead. And we said, no, we're not. We're not going to charge a new sales tax. We're not going to add a property tax. The state charges no property tax now. Why would we add that on? And we developed a plan that literally answered those concerns, didn't raise a sales tax, didn't put a tax on groceries, didn't charge a property tax, didn't majorly benefit the wealthy. If you'll find out, in the first 2 years, it's a $6 billion plan. Over $4 billion goes to those making $100,000 and less. We answer all those questions, yet we still hear that affordability is an issue, yet we're not willing to do anything about it.
So where is the money coming from? How are you replacing that money?
Glad you asked me. So you know I've chaired the budget now for this will be my seventh term chairing the budget. So I guess I'm uniquely qualified to talk about it. Last year we brought in about $2 billion more in expenses than revenue. So there's $2 billion. The first year you need three. If you move back from a cash standpoint where we've done bonds in the past back to bonds, you create about $700 million more. The total cost is actually $5.87 billion. That's about $2.9 a year. There's your $2.9 to cover year one. In year two, what we're suggesting is that all we should do is prioritize people over companies. I heard Chris Clark say $3 billion a year on tax credits. He's playing funny math. He's not talking about the sales tax exemptions. Let's add all those in. We give away in corporate giveaways over $30 billion a year. Take 10% of those. You can eliminate Georgia's income tax on two-thirds of Georgians and give every Georgian a break for every year until eternity. I'll take that bet. Throw me in that briar patch.
So cutting back on some of these tax breaks, but right. Also the money that usually goes into that pot at the end of the year that has the surplus, you're saying that is some of the money you're talking about.
You're saying we brought in more revenue last year than we had in expenses. Okay. We're going to apply it somewhere. Let's apply it in giving it back to the people who sent it to begin with.
Okay.
Well,
your thoughts?
You know, a person getting a tax refund cannot go out and build the services they need for their disabled child. We need to put money together as Georgians to have a state budget that's robust enough to deal with. We've got 7,000 families on the waiting list now with disabled children that cannot get services. And what we keep hearing from the Republicans is, well, we can't afford it. There's not enough money for that. There's not enough money for us to have financial aid for needy students to go to college. There's not enough money for this. There's not enough money for that. And that's what the word is that comes down, but yet you're going to really threaten half of the state budget by doing away with income tax.
Your response?
We spend over $2 billion on mental health and developmental disabilities each year. We spend 54%, over $13 billion on education. There is no way you can say by looking at what we fund, with healthcare making up 23% of our budget and education making up 54% of our budgets, that Georgia does not prioritize those areas. What we need to prioritize now, though, is those families making less than $100,000 who I don't consider wealthy. That's your firefighters, your nurses, your police officers, your teachers, that we have an opportunity to completely eliminate their income tax liability. Why would we not do it?
Okay, you're the budget guy, so not getting rid of things that people are used to right now.
Yeah,
we've shown
a way to do it in the current budget space. What we have to get rid of is the corporate welfare and subsidies that we've been plotting out for years. I heard someone say earlier that the data tax credit is 470. No, it's 740. They transposed their numbers. It was only 17 million years ago, so now it's 740 million. You know, we have a film tax break of 1.2 billion. You start adding these up, you only need 3 billion a year to eliminate Georgia's income tax. It's there. You just have to put people over companies.
So you would agree with the data centers, cutting the breaks to tax breaks to data centers?
That absolutely needs to be tackled, yes, because they got a tax break that they didn't need. They would be here anyway without it. Sure, that's their places to look for tax expenditures in the budget. But we are one, the 48 states do financial aid for needy students to go to college. In Georgia, we spend 1% of our financial aid on needy students going to college. So there are needs that should be funded that are not in our current budget that should be there. And that's one example. Our foster child system is very, very challenged. Mental health, we're not beginning to scratch the surface of funding the needs for mental health for both adults and for children. So we hear this every year that the state doesn't have the money to pay for children and families facing hunger. Or to run humane state prisons where staff and inmates don't have their lives threatened and taken in that setting. We need to, and we do a bit, but with the commitment needs to be much greater instead of blowing a hole in our state budget, because for $20 billion is what we gather in sales tax.
Okay, a few seconds to respond.
You've heard Senator Orrock tell you about all the things that government does poorly. Why would we want to throw more money into a hole of things that we've done poorly? We're incredibly inefficient at programs. Allow people to keep their own money. They can afford their own power bill, their own gas bill, their own grocery bill. I'm going to bet on them.
Okay.
People all over the state turned out some public service commissioners because of high electricity costs.
We're going to have to leave it like that. I appreciate both of you being here. There's so much more to talk about.
There is indeed, Donna, and we appreciate the opportunity.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.